And you're listening to the Fabtacular 1 Hour Special. Here on Radio Monash.
Yes, yes, we're back.
Not some dodgy station like the Fox.
Nah, I mean, fuck the Fox.
Fuck the fuck getting paid.
Yeah, no, screw that. We do it just because we love it.
Getting paid is for losers. That's why we volunteer and end up poor.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to get real jobs. And then that's
and then we'll be on Fox. And, you
we'll
know, it's a vicious circle.
I'm changing my name personally to Hamish. I suggest you do the same.
No, mine's changed to Damo. Damo the dirty dog on Fox.
Or Jules or Fifi. Changing my name
to
Jules.
Your name is Jules. Though.
But then I changed my last name to Box, so it's Jules Box.
Jules Box.
Yeah, so I can get so I can have my own show. I don't need both of them.
What the fuck? Because
I assume Fifi Box. I mean, how much is she getting paid? Like big money?
Yeah, I wouldn't say huge money because she's shit, but it's enough to live off, certainly.
Assuming her, I mean, living a kind of lifestyle, eating chocolate at home, bitching about, you know, how her boyfriend isn't quite up to scratch.
Does she have a boyfriend? I think she's married, isn't she?
I don't know. She's on the show. All they do, for those who haven't listened to Fifi and Jules, I recommend you don't.
Yeah,
so
you just listen to Tom and Jules. It's pretty much the same. I'm pretty much Fifi.
Hey, I'd do you over Fifi.
Yes.
Okay.
So would I.
Despite the fact that I'm gay. So yeah, Fifi and Jules show, all it is Fifi just bitching about a relationship, about how her boyfriend isn't quite perfect. You know, how he just did something retarded
Jules is like, oh, here's the solution because I'm the perfect person.
Yeah,
because like,
Fifi's
fuck you,
a
Jules.
Dumb bitch. Anyway, I thought we might set the tone for this show. A good tone.
A good tone.
A good atmosphere. Because normally we start off, I mean, I remember Tom started off with a noonga last couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
that was not
good,
preferred.
No. I just want to do a disclaimer before we start. I have had a blood test today, so I'm a bit woozy. So if I fall over or like say really inappropriate things, it's because of the blood test.
HIV concerns, eh?
Possibly.
You did sleep with that Cambodian child.
Yeah, I may have crabs. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I mean, they keep talking to me. I think that's hallucinating. But hey, if your crabs are talking to you,
then
you've got big issues in STIs. Okay?
Yes, yes,
much
definitely.
Bigger issues. So to set the mood for the show, I just want to say this morning, of course, coming into Monash, where the studios are.
Yes, of course.
Bus ride.
Oh, always a good
convenience.
Times.
And there was this one girl sitting in front of me, right? And from behind, I must say, she was perhaps the prettiest girl I'd ever seen in my life. From behind.
From behind.
And so I was like, oh my God. And for those who remember the show Kid Nation,
yes,
a particular girl named Sophia Wright.
Who you are in love with.
I am in love with. Check her out on the Facebook. Hopefully they've done a porn parody of her.
I don't think so.
Anyway, she looked a bit like her. So from behind, I was like, God damn. And so I couldn't stop staring at her. Then as she gets off the bus, saw her face, whole different story.
How is this a good tone?
Well, I don't really know. Hey, but I'll tell you what, we're cutting to a song now. What have we got?
We've got to start off with some James Blake. This is track CMYK.
Well, enjoy that. Of course, coming up next, some fabulous content.
And you guys are on the Fabtacular 1 Hour Special.
Ah.
I'm Tom, because we didn't introduce ourselves at the start of the show.
I'm Julius Reed, of course. I'm the main co-host, I want to reiterate. Because Tom, he's just, I don't know why, I didn't even want him on the show.
You did.
Yeah, no,
we're
no,
bosom buddies.
Did.
Just admit it. We're bosom buddies.
Yeah, my mum would often breastfeed you as a kid because, you know, your mum was
my
lacking
mom,
in that
you
department.
Know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she had innie tits.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Hey, but today, of course, Melbourne, we just hit spring, which is always great.
I love spring. Have you checked out the weather today? If you are listening to the radio right now, listening to us, fuck us, go outside into the good weather.
Yeah, and then...
But if you have a laptop, go outside with us.
Right,
know?
Yeah, and then actually, or in a year's time, come winter again, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you can catch up during winter
there we go.
While you're in home.
Exactly.
Doing nothing, you know, while it's freezing your ass off. But, of course, with spring comes many of the downsides to this hot weather. I mean, outside currently, it's fucking hot.
It's not that hot.
It's hot,
nice.
Man. I had to go naked.
But you always do that. You've done that in winter.
Yeah, I think... exactly. Just flashing my parts. I say it's because it's too hot. Not because I want to show women
what I have
to offer.
Not because you're a complete creep.
Absolutely
not. It's definitely the weather.
So, of course, that means bushfire season is coming.
It is coming. It's coming
around.
Hard. We are in the eastern suburbs.
Yeah.
And if you do live up in the hills like I do, and Jules used to as well, you know, it's a massive risk living in a forest.
I know,
it's
just
dangers.
Dangerous. You don't know when the fires are going
to
come. And, you know, because, you know, drought, there's not enough water. So it's like, do I save my house or do I
exactly.
have
and then
water?
You've got water restrictions. So it's like, my house is on fire. Yeah, I can't put it out because I'm on stage 3 water restrictions.
And if you do put it out, you get a huge fine from the council.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
like, but my kid was in there. It's like, no, sorry, listen, you broke the law. It's like, I'm pretty sure killing your own kid is... anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
That's still going through the courts in my family. Yeah, yeah. Just ignore that.
Personal views on water restrictions aside, we should move on.
So anyway, bushfire season. And I think we really need to prepare. You know, because if you don't prepare, you're going to get caught up in the fire and you'll be like, fuck, why didn't I listen to Tom and Jules?
Yeah, exactly. You'll be dead. Well, you won't be thinking it because you'll be dead.
Yeah.
But we'll go to your funeral and we'll do your eulogy and we go, we told you.
You know the best way to die? In a bush, like your house is burning down, but you're listening to Tom and Jules. So we're reassuring you and you'd be like, fuck, I should have been listening to this podcast earlier.
We listen to us when it comes into bushfire season. We'll be doing round-the-clock reporting, telling you what you need to do.
We're dedicating a five-hour podcast
24
every day.
Hours a day. We'll be on air here because no one else will be at the studio. Everyone else will be on
break. Two guys coming up with 24 hours of content?
No, it's all bushfire. It's bushfire related, Jules, remember? This is only in bushfire season.
Okay, so I suggest we have like you standing outside just commenting on the weather every... Like 30
seconds. Whoa, it's quite hot.
It's sunny outside. It's sunny out. It's still sunny. And so that obviously is riveting content.
Yes.
But we need to prepare. We need to prepare.
We need to prepare so you guys can prepare, essentially.
Exactly. And so I just say, get it over and done with. Just set your house on fire. Just, you know, because it's going to happen eventually. So you may as well do it when you expect it.
And on
not when you're sleeping and then, oh, shit, you know. Baby's room's dead. Kids are gone.
No.
Fuck that. Just burn it while everyone's out of the house.
Exactly. You can take out your most prized possessions and you can claim the rest on insurance. So one, it's insurance fraud and, you know, it's...
Yeah, insurance is a huge part.
And you'll get a better house beforehand. In the long run.
Exactly.
Be, you know, everyone's...
McMansion.
You may have like a, you know, an old wooden house. When I say wooden, I mean like, you know, like the weatherboards.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, we'll build you a new house all out of bricks, you know, nice, fancy, modern-looking house.
I mean,
house.
Obviously, the morals from that story about the three pigs. Don't if you got a house made of fucking hay, what are you doing, buddy? You're living in Australia where there's bushfires 24-7, basically. My
retarded.
House got taken out by fire last night. Don't know why I'm doing the show. I probably should be scavenging and fixing things up.
Finding your mum.
But there's dedication. Yeah, finding my mum. You know, she probably made it.
Yeah, she did all right. She can run fast.
What? Oh, because you know about that. Very personal. Knowing about my mother's running routine. She runs every morning. You've been stalking her, Tom.
No, well, she jogs right past my house, which is 30Ks from your house. But she loves running.
She's fit. She is fit. She runs to the mountains and does some pogo. She's really into the pogo sticks, too. She's known to pogo from Byron Bay to that other bay that I don't know about. I don't even know where Byron Bay is, but... Assuming I do.
It's a long way, I think.
It's
a long way.
Now, Tom, what's the number one counter to water?
I mean, to fire, sorry. Acid.
Acid? No, acid. Actually, let's say, okay, maybe you put some dodgy shit in the microwave. It just sets on fire. Maybe you put some aluminium in there, you know, from the chip shop.
What do I do?
What do you do?
Acid.
Well, you could, but many people don't have acid readily available.
Well, you buy some acid. Buy some sulfuric acid right now.
I kind of don't want to burn. I don't want to destroy the microwave. You know, I just kind of want to put out the fire.
Well, you know, what other options are there, Jules? Because I only know acid.
There's water, right?
What? Water?
Water can naturally take out the fire if you dose it.
Are you retarded?
I'm not retarded.
Acid's... Well, now I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
You've been using petrol acid to put out fires.
Wonder my house has burnt down 5 times.
God damn it, Tom. I mean, what is wrong with you? You think that if you just dose your house in oil, that'll keep it fireproof.
My dad works at the acid factory, okay?
Oh, right.
So we get free acid.
Do you have a lot of murderers coming up? Just going, hey, need to dissolve a body. Give you $10.
Yeah.
And you bargain your way down. You're like, no, $5. And like, okay, no, do 10. No, $2. It's like, what is wrong with you, Tom? But, of course, water, the number one counter to fire, cover yourself in water 24/7. I say you have a shower, breakfast, just before breakfast, have a shower, just before lunch,
but you
shower.
If it's this hot, we're in bushfire season, wouldn't the water on you evaporate quite quickly?
Well, that's why you got to kind of be, you just constantly cover yourself.
I don't know, pee on your legs or something?
Well,
because that's kind of like water.
It's kind of like water, only less fashionable. Well, you don't want to be walking around with pee on your
Well, top. You don't want to be dead either.
Exactly. So, have you ever done the 24-hour shower schedule? Because that's what I suggest.
No, I have not, Jules.
Well, it's great for fire, because you can like, fire's not getting... It's going to do nothing to you if you're constantly covered in water. Hey, and if you got a hot sister with big tits, wet T-shirt.
Group showers.
Yeah, incest. That's what we promote on the show. You listening?
In the afternoon.
What? Covered in water or maybe baby oil, if that's your thing.
Yeah, but I think that would be like flammable.
No, baby oil. Yeah. Pretty sure you're confusing baby oil with, say, petroleum, Tom.
Oh, cooking oil.
Cooking oil. Hey, cooking oil doesn't set on fire. Actually, at high temperatures, it does. So don't do that. Unless if you like to smell like chips. If you like to smell a bit roasted.
If you love the smell of deep fried food.
Oh, dude, totally. And you know what I say? Because obviously the problem with bushfires is your house is going to burn down. Sell your house. That's what you should really be doing. Because, I mean, you don't have a house. Go homeless.
Yeah, you got nothing. You got nothing to lose.
Got nothing to lose. Exactly. Absolutely nothing to gain, but nothing to lose.
No, you got everything to gain because you're living out in the world. You can experience life to its fullest.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe donate your house to a charity.
Exactly. And then you're a nice guy, get good karma for one. And, you know, maybe you'll get to live in that house.
Yeah, sure. Because, the family will be pissed off that they're also homeless. You know, your kids are going to hate you for the rest of your life.
It's just part of life.
Yeah, small thing to deal with to be a good, better person.
Exactly.
Me and Tom, we're homeless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. It sucks. Don't do it. Yeah. No. It just sucks.
But really, let's do it.
I've had to suck dick for a living. Seriously. I'm just like, hey, listen, hey, you want a gobby? And then they don't even pay me. Sometimes they just run off.
Yeah.
And I still got the taste of semen in my mouth. Ugh. Disgusting. Don't do it.
No.
But hey, I tell you what you should do.
What should you do?
Keep listening because we're going to cut to a small song.
Oh, we are.
And well, if that song hasn't absolutely changed your perception on life.
Yes, it should have because it was Pea Green Boat by the Sydney band Fishing.
Some crazy shit. They had some weird effects. It
was a lot of
indie
sampling going on.
And I'm on acid right now. So
yeah, so it goes down a treat. So if you are on acid.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Well, hey, anything like show. Nicki Minaj on acid's pretty much intense as hell.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there's specific things that, specific music types that you'd be like, yes, acid, great. Listening to speed metal on acid, I would probably kill myself.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Oh,
hey, talking about bushfires.
Yes, we were talking about
bushfires.
Shows about
preparing you, because obviously you'd have those bullshit ads where it's like, have a plan.
No.
Fuck that.
Well, what's your plan going to be? Run away? Well, don't be a bitch about it.
You fight that fire head on, okay? Yeah. You get a golf club. You try and hit that motherfucker. You take him out, okay?
Exactly.
Before it kills you, which it probably will.
Did you say you wanted to hit a bushfire with a golf club?
Yeah, you got
to
take it on head on, Tom.
Just swing into a fire with a golf club. That's
and
gonna
I'm going to... You doze the golf club in gasoline.
Well, I thought the good idea would be like, you know how it's propelled by wind? Just set up a shitload of fans outside your house. Blow the fire away.
You know what? You know one thing that people just don't try? Have it reasoning with fire. Just sit down,
mate,
and have a talk.
Well, the thing with bushfires here, they just move so quickly.
I know.
You're like, hey, can you just hold on a second? No, you're already dead.
Yeah.
You're already dead by that stage. You're on fire.
That's why you gotta, I tell you what, if you set up a walkie-talkie, say a couple hundred meters away, just talk to him.
Yeah, megaphone.
Maybe? Please stop. What are your demands? What do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Of course, if you do die, not our fault. Please don't sue us. Absolutely.
Well,
you didn't get this advice from us.
If you want to sue us, go ahead. We have no money to give you.
And you'd probably be dead. So.
All you'll do is bankrupt a company that doesn't run on money. So you're not really going to get anywhere.
No, but the rest of Monash will be pissed off at us that we closed down the radio station. Not that anyone listens, you son of a bitch. But bushfire advice. I'm thinking water's great. But the problem, obviously, water's scarce. You can't
it is.
You know,
and it has the habit of, evaporating
exactly,
as well.
Especially during hot times, such as spring, which we're coming, relating this segment, because you're probably thinking, what the fuck are they talking about?
It's spring,
it's hot,
it's fucking
bushfires. Get into it. I'm thinking asbestos. Now, I just say, asbestos, maybe shirts, t-shirts, pants
but
even.
But isn't asbestos, like, deadlyly poisonous?
Well, I mean, Tom,
and also flammable?
It's I'm pretty sure it's not flammable, Tom. But
I think
you didn't hear it from me. You didn't hear it from me.
Okay.
Well, ignoring that, that's just a small compromise you're going to have to make. Sure, you're probably going to get some kind of lung cancer. But you know what? If you want to live now, fuck the future.
No,
it's all about now.
Well,
because if you die now, what's the point in having a future?
Essentially, the future's fucked anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Global warming and shit.
Yeah, man. This show. Degrading entertainment tenfold. But we'd like to think we're doing it in style, though.
Yes, we always do it in style.
Yeah, I'm, as I said, naked. See, it sets a good image for
the
radio.
It does, definitely.
We need a live webcam so people can live stream,
hopefully we'll
us in action.
We'll be the first, like, audio-visual radio show.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can watch us on TV, but we're just in the studio. Mm.
Well, apparently they tried to do that with Carl Sandilands, but he's constantly eating. And you're not supposed to have food in the studio. He doesn't want to get it caught out.
No, exactly.
Yeah, Carl. I reckon he can do anything at
the
Fox.
They were going to do it with Chrissy Swan as well. It's just she couldn't actually fit into the studio.
Yeah, exactly. They had to have her on Oval. and she's just reporting live from the Oval.
Oh,
because you can't. Where are you supposed to put her?
Bloody Chrissy
Swan. Studio? This building can't even fit her in the building. The lobby. struggles, okay?
Yeah, she's...
It's like the guest room. It's just Chrissy Swat.
The circle is literally like, it's a... They have a fake backdrop on the middle of an oval.
No, Chrissy Swan is the circle.
Oh, snap.
That's why they called it the circle, because she's such a big part.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, physically, yeah. not so
that's
much
That's why
mentally.
She was up for the gold Logie, because they didn't know if anyone else on the show... I can't see him.
The golden Chrissy, it's more than 10 tons of gold.
Well, you know, linking it back to bushfires, you know, hide behind Chrissy Swan. There's a good idea. She'll protect you from a bushfire.
Hide in Chrissy Swan.
Yeah, like in nothing's Star Wars where they cut over the stomach. Yeah. It's just getting right in there.
You can't, nothing can take her down. Or you shoot her with a nuke.
Or
she's going to last.
If you're, you know, looking for sexual pleasure, maybe just like hide in her vagina because I'm sure it's massive.
Okay. Slightly unrealistic, but do give it a try. Yeah, does she have bodyguards? Is she that big? I mean, people stopping her from getting in there?
Not.
It's like the Mexican border. You know, there's just so many holes you can just slip in. Same thing with Chrissy Swan. No, I'm sorry, Chrissy. We love you. We truly do. We think you're a productive member.
No, actually we don't. Why do we say we always love her?
Because she's a productive member of society that's helping, you know, drunk housewives drinking wine at home.
She's helping us get more content.
Yeah, she's a content booster on this show. Also a big booster for Smith's Chips.
Yes.
Large portion of their Tip Tabs.
Porto Burgers.
No, that's not right. That's not junk enough for her. She only goes KFC.
I just had an Porto Burger before, so I was just like...
They're good, aren't they?
Nice, really nice.
Sponsor right there. Get on it.
Yeah, for sure.
So, another thing that we should be doing about the bushfires, which is what we're talking about, is that me and Tom, we thought if we could start the FAPTAC fireproof course. We teach you in 10 weeks how to be fireproof so you can last any fire.
Exactly.
We'll teach you all the techniques.
Throughout the course, we put you in real life situations. Like we drop you off from a helicopter into a bushfire. You have to escape.
Yeah.
If you escape, well, there you fucking passed it, haven't you?
Holy shit.
If you die, it's not our fault because you signed a contract.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the bungee rope.
Yeah, exactly.
Bungee jump. You sign the contract. And
if
so
it breaks, then
your fault.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
You shouldn't have taken this course.
Exactly.
And we're going to be teaching you the basics. Obviously, how to put out a fire, how to use a hose. Most people these days, they don't know how to use a hose.
Exactly. They have housekeepers to do it for them.
So,
I mean, you know, we're at Monash. Everyone's quite wealthy.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone has a housekeeper.
So about 60% of the course is hose technique.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they don't aim at the fire properly. Yeah. They're like facing the other direction of the fire, just hitting a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, but you should be actually hitting the fire. People don't know these things. Very simple. We're going to teach you how to change the setting on the fire. So you can go from full blast to, say, the sprinkler one.
Yeah.
You don't want to go sprinkler. When the fire's coming at you and it's trying to kill you, you don't go, you know, half-assed and go the sprinkler mode.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You go full-on. In fact, we're gonna have our own hose range.
No.
At FAPTAC. We have the hose with 10 nozzles connected through duct tape.
through duct tape. Why hasn't anyone come up with that? Like, it's like... Oh, you know what? There's a massive fire. I only have one hose nozzle. No, if you have multiple hose nozzles, more chance of putting out a fire.
Exactly. We're increasing your effectiveness at fucking over that fire by tenfold by having 10 nozzles.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Exactly. In fact, we're going to have our own service where we've hired some cheaper Asian immigrants and basically they act as guards.
Yeah,
so they go, oh shit, it's a fire coming. Quickly, I don't know, get some water, doze your house.
Yeah.
Or they might run away with the cash. But you know what? If that does happen... Wouldn't worry about it.
No.
You know, just...
Whatever.
Just whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't know where the logic was there. But talking about logic, I think we're going to cut to a small song. And you know what? Just one last thing.
Yes.
A lot of these so-called professionals, you know, firemen, I don't know what they do for a living, but they're saying, you know, you should probably clean the leaves out of the gutter. What's that ever done? All you're going to do is you're going to be...
The more leaves in the gutter, the more smoke is going to come into your house.
I'm pretty sure leaves retain moisture. Which is going to help fight the fire. That's what I think. This is bullshit. They don't know what they're talking about. Listen to us. Go to the course. Of course, if you go to the FAPTAC Facebook page,
all the
details are there.
Head down
to facebook.com/FAPTAC. It's all there. Sign up because no one else is going to do it. But hey, you know what? The less people in the class, the more we can focus on you.
Exactly.
Of course, if you enjoyed this show, you're probably going to enjoy some of the other stuff we do. Of course, there's the music interviews, the kidnapping of children. Of course, that's more a personal thing I do in my spare time. So, we're going to cut this off at 1930,
join
of course, a
Facebook
significant number, I think, for those with some kind of mental disability.
Page.
Or maybe it's a significant year, who knows?
Stupid.
I'm also desperately single.